Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Philip and Abigail of Cleveland going to play around at Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. How are you guys? What's going on?
Oh, we're doing good. We're just on our way to school.
There we go. On the way to school. Tis the season. All right, as you're on the way to school, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Philip and Abigail.
Tag team effort. Well done. Producer Steve is going to stay in the studio with me. Jen is leaving the studio. She is now in the hallway. Her overall record, 1,719 victories, 459 losses. But it could be back-to-back losses. We will see what happens. Obviously, the timer is in effect. Here we go. Question number one. M&M's is introducing a new flavor for Valentine's Day. The new white chocolate strawberries and cream M&M's combines tastes of fruity strawberries and white chocolate in a pink shell covering. Is that something you're into?
Yeah, let's try it.
All right. Give me the name of the diaper-wearing mascot of Valentine's Day.
Cupid.
All right, question number two. Cleveland Browns. Their player, Myles Garrett, has been named to the 2024-2025 All-Pro team. He finished the season with 14 sacks. That ranks him second in the NFL. My question to you, what is Myles Garrett's jersey number?
95.
Question number three. Bonnaroo has announced their lineup for their 2025 festival. You have Hozier, you have Olivia Rodrigo, Tyler the Creator, Luke Combs are all set to headline. What instrument does Tyler the Creator play and also feature in many of his songs?
The bass.
All right, let's go with question number four. Lake Erie is beginning to freeze because of the persistent below freezing temperatures. The lake is now 13% covered. Speaking of Frozen, in the movie, the Disney movie Frozen, who is Anna's love interest in the first Frozen film?
Prince Hans.
Question number five. A Jeopardy contestant missed this question the other night, so I thought that I would pose it as a Trump Tui question and see if you can figure out the correct answer. The first of Taylor Swift's record four album of the year Grammys. Once again, the first of Taylor Swift's record four album of the year Grammys was for this album in 2010.
Red.
All right, we're going to go with red. We'll see how many of the five you answered correctly. Bring Jen back in to answer those same five questions. Trump Tui continues in 4 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. We are continuing with a round of Trump Tui. Philip and Abigail of Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. Stevie, tell them how they did.
Philip and Abigail got three.
There you go. Nice. Three correct today.
All right, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Limited edition iTrump 2E t-shirt up for grabs. We begin with question number one, but we're going to begin with M&M's. They are introducing a new flavor for Valentine's Day. The new white chocolate strawberries and cream M&M's combines tastes of fruity strawberries and white chocolate with a pink shell covering. Producer Stevie said when you're out of the studio, she'd give it a whirl for a Tasty Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. You sound pretty good, maybe.
Mm-hmm. White chocolate. It's not my favorite.
It's the worst of the chocolates, so that's probably why.
Chocolates.
Give me the name of the diaper-wearing mascot of Valentine's Day.
Cupid. I thought you were going to say of M&M's, and I was like, oh, I didn't know they wore diapers.
You're too hot.
Melt.
Question number two. Cleveland Browns!
No!
Player Myles Garrett has been named to the 2024-2025 All-Pro team. By the way, he finished the 2024 season with 14 sacks. That ranks him second in the NFL. Jen.
What?
Myles Garrett.
Uh-huh.
What's his jersey number?
No, I don't know that either! 89.
72?
I believe this might be the third time I've asked that question.
Shut up. Like really? Has.
Yes.
And 95.
I figure I'm going to the well too many times, but I thought I would give it another shot.
You know I'll forget every time. What is it?
It is 95.
Dang it.
And we got it the second time you asked it.
Yeah.
Did you?
We didn't know it then.
Well, I'm thinking like we list he has sacks. I'm like, she's going to know it's defense. I can't go with that. So, okay. All right. So there you go. Myles Garrett, 95.
Oh, thank you for saying I would know it's defense. I appreciate that confidence in my sport knowledge.
I absolutely did. I wasn't going to go there. I knew that was going to not work well for me. We move to question number three. We move to Bonnaroo has announced their lineup for the 2025 festival. You have Hozier, you have Olivia Rodrigo, Tyler the Creator, Luke Combs are all set to headline the festival. What instrument does Tyler the Creator play and feature in many of his songs?
A keyboard.
It is the keyboard / piano. Question number four. Lake Erie has begun to freeze because of this weather.
What's it begun to do?
It's begun to freeze. Because of the persistent below freezing temperatures, the lake is now 13% covered. This according to Trent McGill. I don't know.
Lake experts. They're called Lake Onians.
Erieites.
Erieites.
In the Disney movie Frozen, who is Anna's love interest in the first Frozen film?
Southern Isles. I don't remember.
They said Prince Hans, which is also true. We were having a conversation off the air, but we also take Kristoff because it was kind of both.
I know. That's what my brain started doing. I'm like, wait, is it the guy she actually ends up with or the guy she likes? But I still couldn't remember. What is it, Hans of the Southern Isles?
Prince Hans and Kristoff. Yeah,
and Kristoff is what I heard. Okay. Yeah. I don't know exactly which Isles they're for. I can't remember.
Right, I don't know. Doesn't he say that all the time of the Southern Isles?
Yes. Yeah, they do. Yeah. But they do now. Question number five.
Gotta get this to tie it up, guys.
Oh, you have to get this to tie it up.
What is your questions? Oof.
We move to your answers. Question number five. A Jeopardy contestant missed this question the other night, so I thought I would ask it to see if you can give the correct answer. The first of Taylor Swift's record four Album of the Year Grammys was for this album in 2010.
Fearless.
It was Fearless. We move into a tiebreak. So you like that question? Okay.
You're mad I said something about the question.
Well, it's back-to-back days. It's fine. You say whatever you want.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam.
So this will be a contestant-leaning, contestant-leaning tiebreaker question. That is next on Star 102. It's time for a tiebreaker question. Let's see how you do with this as you were listening along to Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Both Philip and Abigail of Cleveland answered three correctly. So did Jen. Let's get to the tiebreaker. How many days until Valentine's Day? Closest to the actual number without going over? Another one you don't like? Here's the timer.
36.
What do you think, Jen?
34.
There are 36 days left!
You're really good at math.
Congratulations. My little girl's been after that t-shirt for a month.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so glad you guys won too. You did it, Philip and Abigail. You trumped me.
Yay.
We don't have enough inventory for two shirts, but we will send you one. Maybe one has it during the week, one has it on the weekends, or every other week, or I don't know. You have been trying forever. We love that you finally won. You have to tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did on the way to school.
We're Philip and Abigail, and we just jumped to me on Star 102.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's play around a Trump Tui, shall we? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Lauren in Copley is going to play a round of Trump Tui. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing well. We are so glad you're playing this round of Trump Tui. So ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started with the game.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Lauren.
Thank you.
All right. Producer Stevie, you ready?
Yes.
All right. You'll be keeping track of the score. We'll start as soon as Jen leaves the room. There's the door slamming. So we begin with question number one. Nominations for the SAG Awards were announced yesterday, and Wicked tops the lists with most at 5, followed by the Bob Dylan film, A Complete Unknown, with 4 nominations. What type of film is Wicked? Is it a musical or is it horror?
Musical.
Imagine if that was a horror film.
A little twist on a twist.
Right. Question number 2. Coca-Cola's Sips and Sounds Festival is coming back this March in Austin, Texas. They have Halsey and also Benson Boone headlining the big event. Big names. So who sings the song Beautiful Things? Is that Benson Boone or is that Halsey?
Benson Boone.
Question number 3. Bridgerton just cooked up a sweet collab for their popular show with Betty Crocker, and Love is Blind is partnering with International Delight Coffee Creamers with the flavors Wedding Cake and Chocolate Covered Strawberry. Both of these shows, Love is Blind and Bridgerton, can be found on which streaming platform?
Netflix.
Question number 4. Sabrina Carpenter is reflecting on her unbelievable year of 2024, saying that she really hasn't fully reflected yet as she's trying to be present in the moments. Is Sabrina Carpenter over or under the age of 24?
Under.
Let's go with question number 5. Last year, rumors of the reboot of the iconic slasher thriller American Psycho were everywhere. Well, now the author of American Psycho is saying it's not true. What actress plays the character of Patrick Bateman's girlfriend, Evelyn, in American Psycho? One more time. What did you say? I'm sorry. I missed what you said.
No name.
No name. Okay. I wasn't sure if you said something there and the phone cut out. All right. We will keep track of your totals, which will be revealed next. And then Jen's back into the room. Continue Trump Tui on Star 102. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's feel good favorites. Lauren of Copley answering 5 questions a minute ago. Let her know how she did.
Lauren got 3.
3. Ooh, correct. Good job. There you go. Good job, Lauren. All right, we're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions we asked you when Jen was out of the studio. She's now back in. And here we go. Question number 1. Nominations for the SAG Awards were announced yesterday, and Wicked tops the list with most at 5. That's followed by the Bob Dylan film, A Complete Unknown, at 4 nominations. What type of film is Wicked? Is it a musical or is it horror?
It's a musical.
Of course it is. Question number 2. Coca-Cola's Sips and Sounds Music Festival. It's coming back. It's happening in March in Austin, Texas. You have Halsey and also Benson Boone headlining the big event. Who sings the song Beautiful Things? Is it Benson Boone? Is it Halsey?
It's Benson Boone.
Question number 3. Bridgerton just cooked up a sweet collab for their popular show with Betty Crocker, and Love is Blind is partnering with International Delight Coffee Creamers with the flavors Wedding Cake and Chocolate Covered Strawberry. Both of these shows can be found on which streaming platform?
Netflix.
It is on Netflix. Question number 4. Sabrina Carpenter is reflecting on her stellar year, saying that she really hasn't fully reflected yet as she's trying to be present in the moment. Is Sabrina Carpenter over or under the age of 24?
Over.
She is. She is 25 years old. Question number 5. Last year, rumors of a reboot of the iconic slasher thriller American Psycho were everywhere. Well, now the author of American Psycho is saying it's not true. What actress played the character of Patrick Bateman's girlfriend, Evelyn, in American Psycho?
That was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Fair guess.
Wasn't she in the movie Psycho, maybe? Or
Reese Witherspoon was the correct answer for question 5. But Stevie has the final totals.
Lauren 3, Jen 4.
All right, there you go.
Sorry, Lauren.
Me espresso. It's okay.
That's all right. We appreciate you playing. We hope you have a great Thursday. You know what you need to say.
My name is Lauren, and I did not Trump Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.